Holiday shopping in October? As we navigate life in the pandemic, Amazon is starting the promotions now.
They're doing it this week, and that put all the other retailers kind of on guard to do something as well.
What's prompting the move besides the coronavirus? We'll also look at what products are costing more and less these days and why. Plus, President Trump restarts rallies as he and Joe Biden hit the trail in the campaign's final weeks. It's Tuesday, October 13th. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. Johnson & Johnson has paused trials for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine. The decision came after a volunteer had an unexplained illness. Some context from The Wall Street Journal's Peter Loftus, who covers pharma and healthcare.
They had started this big phase 3 study in September and had said that it's possible that they could have an answer about whether it works, whether it's safe by the end of this year or in very early 2021. And that if things were positive, then they could see the possibility of that the government would authorize emergency use of the vaccine. So that was before we found out this information.
Separately, Johnson & Johnson releases its quarterly results today. We'll have more on a busy week for earnings later in the show. President Trump is back on the campaign trail. He held a campaign rally in Florida yesterday, his first since his COVID-19 treatment.
Biden would terminate our recovery, delay the vaccine, prolong the pandemic, and annihilate Florida's economy with a draconian, unscientific lockdown. That's what he wants to do, lock it down.
Biden was in Ohio.
The Trump presidency will be the first presidency since Herbert Hoover over 90 years ago, first president of modern history, to leave office with fewer jobs than he had when he came to office.
Both men were supposed to debate on Thursday, but that was canceled. A busy day ahead on the earnings front as top Wall Street firms JP Morgan, Citigroup, and BlackRock report today. We'll also see how Delta Airlines is faring as it releases its quarterly results. A new report by the International Energy Agency reveals the pandemic is speeding up the global shift from fossil fuels to cleaner energy. In addition, demand for energy is expected to drop by about 5% this year, a fallback not seen since World War II. We'll soon know if we've been paying more or less for things when new consumer price numbers come out today. The big picture inflation number comes from a bunch of smaller numbers, the price tags of stuff we buy, and that's changing a lot during the pandemic. Our senior markets columnist James McIntosh has found some interesting things digging into those numbers. Welcome, James.
Hi, Mark.
James, let's talk about the overall big picture. Are some products getting more expensive because demand is so high, or are there some other variables at work here?
Start with the big picture. The reason that prices are rising at all is because there's been so much stimulus in the economy. So the Fed has slashed rates to zero and is frantically buying anything it can lay its hands on, underwriting loans to companies. Meanwhile, the government obviously handed out checks to everyone earlier in the year, and that stimulus has fallen off. But there has been a lot of fiscal support as well. And the two of those have supported the economy across the piece, which has allowed inflation, after briefly turning negative, to turn positive again. Prices briefly started falling month on month. They're now rising month on month, and that's because of this big picture stimulus. But within the details of what's changing, that's absolutely down to supply and demand. The stuff we want, the stuff we, in fact, can buy, because obviously lots of people just aren't able to shop for certain things, has been going up, and it's been going up much, much faster than it usually does. Meanwhile, the stuff that we can't buy obviously has been collapsing in price, and the stuff we no longer want has also been falling.
Let's look at some specific areas of spending. You looked at everything from medical care to monthly rents to the cost of food. Are some products or services now noticeably more expensive than before?
The food that we're buying to eat at home is now significantly more expensive than it was. And the reason for that is that more of us are eating our food at home. So, of course, that makes perfect sense. Other obvious things that you're now buying a lot more of than you used to: cleaning products, the stuff that you're disinfecting your door handles with, I hope, is now up in price by quite significantly more than ordinary inflation. Medical care is up a lot. And then the things that we're doing because we've got to fill the time or because we like it: bicycles, much more expensive. If you're not going to the gym, it's a good way of getting exercise. If you need to get to the office and don't want to go on the subway, it's a good way of getting there and getting exercise at the same time. So broadly speaking, the stuff we want is up and the stuff we don't want is down.
James McIntosh, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Just ahead, if you're looking to start your holiday shopping, deals are kicking off earlier than usual this year. We'll tell you what Amazon is doing and why others are following after the break. We know the pandemic has forced retailers, big and small, to make significant changes in the way they operate. Now, a major shift as retailers are pushing for the holiday shopping season to hit full speed as early as October. Amazon is offering a Prime Day today and tomorrow, and Walmart and others are rushing to start online sales earlier. Let's bring in retail reporter Sarah Nassauer into our conversation. Sarah, always good to have you here. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah, what's the thinking behind this decision?
Amazon canceled its summer Prime Day, which usually would happen in July because of coronavirus. And so they're doing it this week. And that put all the other retailers kind of on guard to do something as well online that was deal oriented and would get some attention. But a lot of their competitors, the Target, Walmarts of the world, had already sort of said, hey, we're not going to have Thanksgiving in stores as we do typically. We don't want the crowds. We're going to try to spread out the deals online starting much earlier.
Is this more than just the bottom line? Are there other factors at play here for these decisions?
Yeah. I mean, it's a strange, you know, bizarre confluence of events. We have an election that's very contentious, and retailers are really thinking about that and how that's going to affect consumer spending. You have a situation where they don't necessarily want crowds in stores, right? So they're pushing a lot of deals online. There's a lot of uncertainty about the health of the consumer. You know, earlier in the year, they were saying there was sort of a disconnect, right? Because we had 20, 30 million people filing for unemployment. Normally, you know, consumer spending would drop significantly. That didn't happen earlier in the year because there was the stimulus checks. There was unemployment supplemental income coming in. That's dried up. So that's also a big question mark. All that together has led retailers to say, hey, let's start the deal messaging now. Let's try to lock in some sales as early as possible.
So as far as the traditional holiday shopping forecast, that's very much murky right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, as someone who's covered this for several years, there's every time, you know, this time of year, you get these predictions, sales predictions from a lot of the big consulting firms, from the NRF, the National Retail Federation. The National Retail Federation has delayed their annual prediction of sales, you know, for the first time in decades. Some of those consulting firms didn't even release sales predictions. So there's just a lot of uncertainty.
As far as the good deals, as far as the promotions, will they be there early on or will they extend into December?
It's really hard to say because, you know, retailers every year are kind of adjusting day by day. And of course, they want to charge as much as possible and not sell things at a huge discount. There's going to be some products that, you know, the companies have negotiated with the retailers for a deal for events like, you know, Prime Day or Black Friday online or however it's going to be billed. So there'll be deals, and it's a little unclear what that means, you know, for December. So far this year, retailers have been able to keep prices pretty high, higher than usual, because, you know, there's certain things we just want and need. And when we go shopping, we're pretty goal oriented now. We're not just browsing around. So we'll just have to kind of wait and see.
What about inventory? Is that going to be a struggle for stores to get the items that consumers want?
There might be a bit of that. You know, we are seeing now, just based on import numbers, that they have imported holiday products earlier than ever. And, you know, the August imports were really, really high compared to last year. So, you know, they have tried to sort of front load the season also with their inventory levels. And we'll just have to see how that plays out for the next few months.
With all of this talk of online shopping, is going to the store just not going to happen anymore?
I don't think that's the case. No, I think they're trying to reduce crowds in the store. You know, all these big box stores are still metering traffic into stores, you know, have someone at the front in most cases saying, okay, you know, with a counter, making sure there's not too many people in the store for health reasons. If, for example, another big dynamic here is what happens with the e-commerce supply chain. If the carriers and the retailers and other parts of the supply chain can't handle all the online orders, or you can't get the package by Christmas, you know, 2 weeks ahead of Christmas or something like that for a reasonable price, people are, of course, going to go in stores. There's also just a lot of unpredictability around how are we going to celebrate this year? You know, a lot of people don't even know what they're doing for holidays this year. And so you don't know, you know, where am I going to be? Where should I send gifts? Who should I buy gifts for? So there was some analyst that I talked to that said, hey, you know, we could actually see a big surge in store traffic at the end of the season.
Sarah Nassauer covers retail for the Wall Street Journal. Sarah, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, if you're shopping, there's a good chance you may be buying a computer. High demand for a PC sent sales soaring in the third quarter, leading to the strongest growth in a decade, according to a firm that tracks shipments. The reason behind this makes a lot of sense, as there's been a surge in remote work, study, and home entertainment during the pandemic. In fact, much of the growth came from Chromebooks, a jump of roughly 90% in Q3 as students take on distance learning. By the way, one research firm found sales of desktops and desktop workstations fell by 26%, while more people have bought mobile workstations. And that's what's news for Tuesday. We'll be back tonight with a new podcast. Until then, we'll be keeping track of earnings and other top stories on WSJ.com and the Journal app. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.